So welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast, and today we're going to take a look at Shaft. It's directed by Tim Story, who I actually appreciate a lot. The writers are Kenya Barris and Alex Barnell. It stars Samuel L. Jackson, Jesse T. Usher, and Richard Roundtree, and also Regina Hall. John Shaft Jr., a cybersecurity expert with a degree from MIT, enlists his family's help to uncover the truth behind his best friend's untimely death. So what happens is that they have the de-aging CG down. So you're taking back to 1989. It's Shaft and Regina Hall. They're sitting in a car in New York in the middle of the street for some random reason with no other cars around. Having an argument. Regina Hall wants Shaft to give up the whole private detective because they have a son. While they're having an argument, some guys get out of a car, start shooting up the car. Shaft kills all the guys. And Regina Hall is like, I can't do this anymore. I have to leave. So she takes the son, John Shaft Jr., raises him on her own. Shaft is still doing his thing. The player pimp, move operator, whatever you want to call him. Jesse T. Usher's character is put into the FBI in New York. One of his friends used to be in the military, but he turned into a drug user. He eventually is found dead, and he wants to investigate. But there's also some angles with drug gangs and also like Mosk play a part into his disappearance. John Shaft Jr., Jesse T. Usher's character, he goes to his father to investigate. People are like, oh, Shaft, you have a son. So they start to try to figure out everything that happens. If you've seen Ride Along, that is what this movie is. Exactly the same movie. Has anyone seen Ride Along?
Yeah, I think I have.
It is that movie. So Jesse T. Usher's kind of playing the straight person, and then Shaft being the wacky character, or even like From Paris with Love. Think about that movie. Again, Shaft is the off-the-wall, you-can't-plan-for-what-he's-doing character. Jesse T. Usher's character is just like, oh, well, you can't do this, you can't do that. This is how you have to approach the law. You can't shoot people. You can't do certain things. That is what that movie is. And this movie really allows Samuel Jackson to turn up the curse words and think maybe this day and age this movie doesn't fly too well just because of the current state of the United States and how people approach jokes. So a lot of these jokes are 2000s jokes, but I found them funny. Having the de-aging CG down, because that 1989 Samuel Jackson surely looked like Samuel Jackson from like the 80s.
It was entertaining. I mean,
I would pay money to see it.
Okay.
What's your score?
Well, my score would probably be like a 6.5.
Oh, shit. That's like a
again
9.9 for everybody else.
A lot of it has to do with Samuel Jackson being unleashed. Snakes on a Plane or Long Kiss Goodnight.
Did you just invoke Long Kiss Goodnight?
Yeah.
Because that's literally the definitive Samuel Jackson role.
Yeah. So it's just like all the random stuff he can say, Pulp Fiction, stuff like that. It's like that is when Samuel Jackson is unleashed. So you have Nick Fury, and then you have, you know, MNF and Samuel Jackson. That is who he is right now in this movie. The movie's not politically correct. Shaft is not a politically correct character. The movie works. I think that's what the balance is. This is BCN Podcast.